Track 4, Galtina of Wyndham. Okay, hands up who remembers those Fraybentos pies from a few decades ago. Galtina certainly does, so here she is with her own inimitable take on how to open the tin. Oh, and by the way, Galtina is currently broadcasting from her living room.
Come are you together? Well, it's hope the old west of the weather is behind us now. That's all the flowers are coming out and that's lovely. I can remember last year a margling over my fence to my neighbour, you know. And I say to her, do you know what? That's the fast cut of the year. She say, what, you cut your grass, gal? I say, no, I shaved my legs. Because that's always nice, and I don't bother with my legs from sort of November till April, really, because no one Sam do them. Boy, David, he don't mind, as long as I don't get west knees. Anyhow, what I'm going to do this time, that's all about my sister-in-law, and she had a Fraybentos pie. Now, other pies are available, but not quite like these ones. This was the old one where you had to open the top of the tin. So she was in Rollsby, she couldn't do it. She broke her opener, you see. And then she had to go around all the neighbours and they all had a go. So I wrote a poem about it. But where I sort of put words I can't say, I will pause. All right, here we go. I blame it all on Andy for opening my eyes and reminding me of the good old days of Fraybentos round tin pies. So I went into the local store and I found one on the shelf. I hadn't had one for years, so I bought it for myself. I set up my air fryer, got the opener from the drawer, and I couldn't get it open. I was getting really raw. I just couldn't undo it, and out of all my strength had gone, I went armed with this pie to be opened up by John. Well, John, he tried 4 openers. That pie made me on the edge. At this point, I could have thrown the thing right over the hedge. But no, not one to give up. We tried and tried again. Then Gwen brought a new opener, but still, that was all in vain. Overcome Lynn with the butterfly type that you twisted round the rim. But I broke the blinking twister off and all was looking pretty grim. Then I saw Alan with his pliers out and I laughed until I cried. All about this blinking pie, I had stitches in my side. Then Lynn, well, she took over. And alas, the pie come free. The top come off and was ready to be heated up for tea. So thanks for half a Rollsby for opening up the tin. And as John said much later, they say they're hard things to get in. So Andy, you're to blame for this. But it was good and I don't regret it. And it brought back loads of memories. I was so glad that I ate it. See you later. Cheerio.
Well, that is such a vivid description, I almost felt I was there. And that sort of problem actually applies these days to a whole host of other tins and jars and what have you. But did you know that Fraybentos is actually a place? I used to think it was in Argentina, but actually it's in Uruguay. Just, it's right on the border between those two countries. And not surprisingly, its main industry has been meat processing.